of freezing.
Sidewall compaction is more common when the crop is planted into wet soils. Pioneer field agronomist Jesse Mock says this soil smearing in and around the furrow can have long-lasting effects.
If we dry out, that becomes really hard, and then our roots don't want to form laterally. They try to drive down, and it can cause some issues later in the year. So I told the grower yesterday, I don't think he was very happy to hear this, but after we get this run of corn here this week, we are going to need a little rain for forgiveness of what's going on.
Planter adjustments can resolve the issue. If ground's been worked twice and there's dry topsoil, trash whippers may need to be set deeper to get into moisture. In cases where the farmer got across the ground once.
At that point, if you got the ability to adjust down pressure, we did it in this field starting off at 100, and I think we ended up at 30 adjusting down pressure. So really lightening the load when we're compacting that clay when we're going across it. A couple adjustments, obviously without some of this down pressure, we're not going to get the seeding depth. Most importantly, we want good seeding depth and soil to moisture contact. So every field is different. We're late, but when we see, if we had a whole field like this with sidewall compaction, you're looking anywhere from 20 to 40% yield loss if we dry out.
Find the latest Pioneer Agronomy update on the Red River Farm Network YouTube channel. This is the Red River Farm Network.